At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
For most people, the easiest thing in the world to do is to give up and to quit. The easiest thing in the world to do is to complain. Don't take no effort. The easiest thing in the world to do is to be negative. It takes work to have a perspective that sees things on the right side of the coin. You got to fight for that. It takes work to show up every single day, and when things are not playing in our favor, to say, you know what, man? It might not play in my favor right now, but I'm going to still show up, and I'm going to give everything I got to it because I value what I'm a part of. It takes work to have the right perspective. And I'm a firm believer that perspective drives performance every day of the week.
That ain't got nothing to do with talent. That's just got everything to do with effort. Nothing else. And the only thing that's kept me around is my effort. Because I wasn't a number one recruit. I wasn't a number one linebacker. I wasn't even an immediate guy. All I ever knew was effort will get me seen on tape. Effort will get me noticed to get to the league. Effort would one day take care of my mom and my kids. Effort, which is between you and you. Nobody else can give you effort. Effort is with inside, man.
You're not going to be the best. You're not going to catch the best if you're not intentional and deliberate. And there are those of you in your space, and whatever you're trying to do, you don't even represent the best in your space, and you're still not giving 120.
It doesn't matter if you're interested. It doesn't matter if you're somewhat committed. It only matters if you're fully committed. Where are you in that spectrum? Where would you place yourself? Am I interested in this, committed to this, or am I fully committed to this?
You can feel when somebody's not committed, when they're not all in, when they're not dedicated. And there's another level you get to when you go all in, when you do videos every single Monday and ain't nobody paying you. When you come to an engagement and you speak as if you're making the most you've ever made when you're not, when you get up at 6, when you don't have to.
Effort is isolated. The reason why effort is isolated, because nobody can dictate it. Effort is 100% in the mind. No coach, no player, nobody else can make you run to the ball. Nobody else can make you finish the tackle. Nobody else can do it. When you finally figure it out, how to win real battles, it's final through fundamentals. That's what wins championships. That's what wins battles. Blocking, tackling, until they get tired. Because you don't know what tired feels like.
Tired don't mean nothing. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're going to be tired. I don't get tired.
Nobody ain't got to convince me of what I do. I do what I do because I do what I do, because I'm built from something.
Because I'm pissed off for greatness. Because if you ain't pissed off for greatness, that means you're okay with being mediocre.
Starting with a little dream, like building your business and saying, I'm going to get out there and I'm going to talk to people and I'm going to work on myself and I'm going to be extraordinary. Because the days slip into weeks, the weeks slip into months, the months slip into years. Before you know it, 1 year's gone by, 5 years have gone by. Well, 1 year's going to go by anyway. Why not get there world-class in this business, world-class in your life?
Champions are focused on the goal. They don't have time to be doing stuff that's not going to help them toward the goal. So all the little social media, cut it off. Cut it off. Get off of it. Stop Netflix. Who are you watching? Watch you. Cut the TV off. It's going to be there. You got a job to do. That's what you're getting paid for. Have some pride.
Cut off the TV, son. Cut that doggone football game up. It ain't doing nothing for you. They making millions, you not. More stuff comes to you when you execute, son. Do what you're supposed to do. You ain't no boy no more.
The only thing you do for success, there's no discounts. It's sweat, it's blood, it's cheers. There is no discount. You can't get 50% off.
it's sweat, it's blood, it's tears. There are no shortcuts to success. Stop thinking there are, and stop wanting people to put you somewhere that you didn't earn.
You can't be in love with the idea of success. You can't be in love with the results and not be in love with the work. You have to love the process. You have to love the daily grind. You have to love the lessons learned. You have to love the little victories. You have to love the experiences that the journey provides you. You have to love the relationships. You have to love the whole thing to produce the result that you are in love with. You gotta do a lot of shit that nobody ever sees or thanks you for or rewards you for a long fucking time. And it's not just a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday effort. It's a fucking lifestyle. It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week commitment.
When I tell you to put forth effort, I'm talking about life and death. The effort that you put forth either is going to bring life to your finances, to your health. When you put forth effort, your money is going to look different when you put forth effort. You look different. And when you don't put forth that effort, it's death.
I grant you that if you begin to work to develop your gifts, you'll develop a strong sense of happiness. You'll get a larger vision of yourself.
I want you to feel your center right now, your strength. I want you just inside yourself, promise yourself you're never going to settle. Never settle for less than you can be, do, give, or create. Hold a new standard that you're going to constantly strengthen your state, your focus, your physiology. All you got to decide is surround yourself with the right people. All you got to decide is what you're committed to, what's a must for you. Shift the belief, find what works. When it gets tough, get stronger and give more. And if you do that each day with enough energy, I'm telling you, the stuff you once dreamed about will be a reality.
Several people live to be 100 years old and they have great lives. But somewhere in their life, they had a decision to make. They can go left or right on this path. Left was the easy route. Right was the hard route. A lot of people take the easy route. But the better life was going to the right side.
Because many of us are cuffed to convenience. Comfort and convenience is killing your calling. Your plan will not be convenient.
If you want to be ordinary, you ain't even got to listen to me. If you think ordinary's cool, just go on about your business. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're going to have to do extra. You put extra on top of ordinary and you come up with extraordinary. It's no other way. All of you have extraordinary capabilities. All of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category.
You have to struggle. The bigger the struggle, the bigger the peace. The bigger the suffering, the more peace.
If dreams were easy, everybody would make them happen. The problem is that most people, they can't get up in the morning. They ain't got no energy. Most people that I'm with, they don't got the energy to keep up with me. I'm like, boo, ain't nothing wrong with you. You just ain't got the stamina. You just ain't got the energy. You can't smart everything. You can't outthink everything. Some stuff is just, you gotta be powerful. You just too slow. It just take you too long. You wake up, take you 3 weeks to do what it can take 24 hours to do. It don't make you a bad person, but you're gonna forever be average because to be great, you got to keep up. I'm shocked more people are on beast mode. There are people who live from check to check and they comfortable. It's the weirdest thing to me. I'm like, boo, you broke. Some of you broke and you still entertained. You ain't got no money and you sitting here complaining about, but then you watching all the TV programs. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. You need to tell you no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts. No, we working out now.
I want you to ask yourself, why aren't you putting more effort forward? Why aren't you getting A's in math? You can. Why aren't you getting A's in English? You can.
You got to look at that man or that woman in the mirror and say, hey, get serious. You've been seriously not serious. You've been wasting valuable time. Get serious. Take control of yourself. You don't have the luxury of being reckless or procrastinating or putting things off. Come on. You got work to do.
Unless you number one in your industry, you shouldn't be chilling. And if you number one in your industry, you got enough common sense to know you better not be chilling. So I need that dog.
Every time something good happens to me, I don't get satisfied. I get hungry.
When I put forth 120% effort, can't nobody stop me. I didn't get here off being smart. I didn't get here being talented. I got here off that dog. I got that dog. I got that grind. And whatever I put my mind to, I can do.
Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful. Start putting some pressure on. Put some pressure on yourself.
Most people want it easy. Easy come, easy go. See, but when you handle those hard things close at hand, making those hard decisions right now that you don't want to make, learning those things that you don't like to do, you do what it is you're supposed to. You're supposed to build something. You're supposed to create something. I don't know how to do it. Learn. Do whatever is required.
You're going to have to fucking suffer, man. To grow, you must suffer. I'm going to fail. I'm going to fail. I'm going to fail. I'm going to fail. And I will succeed.
If you stay in bed, if you stay on the couch, if you stay in your comfort zone, if you only do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, if you get up, if you grind, if you are relentless, if you work as hard as possible, when other people are slacking off, your life will be easy.
If you are willing to take the harder way, the one with more failures at first than successes, the one that has ultimately proven to have more meaning, more victory, more glory, then you will not regret it.
Everybody's living off the hope factor. They hope the water was never cold. They hope the weather was good. I don't live off that hope. I wish the water was cold. I wish the fucking rain.
Whenever anything is challenging, whenever anything sucks, good. I like it. It's going to give me a good story to tell. It's going to toughen my mind, and it's going to make us stronger.
It's your trial. It's your tribulation that's going to get you out your comfort zone. It's your trial. It's your tribulation that's going to take you to the next level.
When the end is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who the f*** you are.
When you're working out and you want to die, feel the pain happening in your legs as you rep out one more squat, because it'll be all the more pleasurable when you reach the other end where you're relaxing. Boy, I really went hard on that set. I really went hard in school. I really went hard in my career. I really went hard in life.
I turn around in exhaustion, salute my former self that was right there. Proud of that motherfucker. Yeah, I'm tired. That motherfucker gave it his all to ensure that right now I got the most out of it.
I realized I was on the right path because it stopped being easy. I'm fucking exhausted. I'm tired as but I'm not going to complain because I asked for this. So I'm going to smile with tired fucking eyes and realize that everything I'm doing on a daily basis is for a fucking reason.
The reason most people fail is because they give up what they want most for what they want now.
That thing that's holding you back, that thing that's dragging you down, that thing is you.
It's you. Nobody else. The only person that gets in your way is you.
You know, the war that you have to really fight is the war against yourself. It's not easy to look in the mirror and to change your own life. It's hard as hell. You have to take responsibility. You have to learn new things. You have to feel uncomfortable.
The thing I value more than anything is me being able to look myself in the mirror and say, hey, bro, you gave it everything you got today. I could live with that. But the thing that would be extremely difficult for me is for me to go out and compete, and I know I didn't give everything I had. That's a problem for me.
And that's why so few people achieve great things, because they don't want to sacrifice, they don't want to discipline for some greater. So you see all these people that have great things in life that you look up to, it's because they were sacrificed and disciplined long before you ever knew them.
Hard work and making good choices will always position you in life to win. If you're cutting corners, if you're taking shortcuts, you're not robbing anybody else but you.
I can tell you how it's hard to get off the couch and take that one step towards greatness. I can tell you how hard that is. I can also tell you how hard it is, 10 times harder, looking back on your life as time expires, knowing you could have been great when you didn't get off the couch because it seemed hard, and now you can't do anything about it. I can tell you how the worst failure in life isn't the person that fell down. It's the person that never got up to try.
Hard work works. And you know what's great about our culture, y'all? The world's lazy. It's a good thing for you and me. Nobody wants to do it. Everybody will talk about it. Everybody will post about it. But nobody wants to roll up their sleeves and just go get it.
Those long dog-ass days, those hard-ass practices.
I'm exhausted, man. I'm tired, man. I'm dead, man. Yeah, that's process. And in process, what do we get? We learn who's committed. We learn this is what it takes to be a champion.
Some of you, you're going to lose it all. You're going to lose that house if you keep being average. You're going to lose your family if you keep being average. You're going to lose that job if you keep being average. You're going to lose it. Because nobody wants to be average. You will live in the reality that you build. You have to understand it. Every decision you make, you live with that decision. Every effort you put forth, if you put forth an average effort, you will live an average life. You will live in what you build. It's time to put your pieces together of your puzzle. I'll put mine together. I want to run my life because it's my life. I understood that the dream is real, but the lifestyle is real. You want the lifestyle, but you don't want to earn it. You got to earn it. Some of what you want, some of what you're trying to get ain't in the comfort zone. And so if what you want is not in the comfort zone, you got to come out of the comfort zone to get what you want. Why are you in school when you don't have to be in school? I want to live a phenomenal life. Why are you writing books when you don't have to write books? I want to live a phenomenal life. You're building it. Every decision you make, you're building it. Every shortcut you take, you are destroying it. Every corner you cut, you're tearing it down. It's your life. You're going to have to live in it. You are not a victim of your circumstances. You are a product of your effort. You are the sum total of the decision that you made and the effort that you put forth. So if you do not like what you see, if you do not like where you're going, do something about it. When it comes to our effort, the energy that we put forth, the way we go at the day, the way we handle the day, the time we wake up, the time we go to sleep, you are going to be intentional. You're going to be deliberate. You're going to be strategic. That means that there's not a day that's going to go by. There's not an hour that's going to go by. There's not a minute that's not going to go by that is not accounted for. Push through pain enough, and there's glory on the other side of it. But you gotta get through it. You need to work an hour longer. You need to run just a little faster. You need to put 5 more pounds on the rack. That's the effort you need to be great. That's the sacrifice that you have to put in order for you to get to the next level that you need to be at. And your grind has to match your dream. I need you to pick your grind up. There's nothing wrong with your dream. You have a great dream with a little grind. There's nothing wrong with the opportunity. You're not giving 120. You're giving 70. You're giving 60. You're giving 50. And you want what these people who've given sweat, who's given blood, who's given tears, you want what they paid for, and it ain't free.
These little tests, the little tiny details of life, makes that dream a possibility. You see what pushing through that is, facing it, meeting it head on, that fear, that pain, whatever else, how you can beat it back. You've done it here day in, day out, and you don't fall down. If you fall down, get back up, you keep getting back up.
That's what we do when we put forth 120. That other stuff, I don't know who that is, but that ain't us. This ain't for the weak and the uncommitted. Sometimes it's gonna hurt, sometimes it's gonna be painful, but if you want it, you gotta go get it. You gotta play hard for it. Yep, it's difficult. Why? Because the process is weeding out the weak.
You're the master of your life. You're not the servant anymore. You are running the day. The day is not running you. That is freedom, guys.
I dare you to try it for 30 days. I dare you to go to school, sit up front, shut up, do your homework, do the test, and show them what you're really working with. And it's time for you to act like you got some sense and make it happen.
While everyone else is gossiping, while everyone else is comparing themselves to everybody else, I dare you to block out the world and focus on yourself.
It is time to get focused. It is time to decide I'm going to work on myself and develop myself and see what I can become.
Only those who risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. And you can go further than you think. You in 3 and you got 6 gears, but you're accustomed to 3, you're accustomed to 4. I challenge you to push it to all the gears you got. Give it everything you got. I want to see how far I can go. I want to see what I can accomplish. I want to see what I can do, what I can be, what I can have. I want to see. I don't want to see what I think I can do. I don't want to see what I think is possible. I want to see what my life would look like if I didn't count the cost.
It takes a lot of guts. You don't have nothing but lint in the corner of your pockets. You're out here talking about living your dream. And people laughing at you. And they're doubting you.
When you're uncommon, get ready for the criticism.
Get ready for the opposition. Get ready for the common people not to understand you. Get ready for people to try and block you and conspire against you.
If you want something, you can get it. It only takes will.
You can do it. Why not? Because somebody said it is impossible. It can't be done. I tell you this, there's never been a statue erected for a critic. Everybody tell you how to do it, they never did it. Moral of the story is, do you, be you. Stop obsessing over these celebrities. Live your life. Step into your greatness.
And those who don't understand is none of your spiritual business.
You are what's gonna blow you up. You are what's gonna change your situation. You are what's gonna take you to the next level. So stop looking at them and start focusing on the greatness in you.
There are some people who believe it's their personal business to stop you from living your dream. You want to make your dream come true, you got to stay focused. Some people rather get even than get ahead. Stay focused on where you want to go. I just kept on doing what I was supposed to do.
You can learn all the techniques in the world. If you don't believe in yourself, it won't happen for you. You've got to focus on you, telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
You cannot have a positive life with a negative mindset.
Because as long as we own that negativity, it's going to produce negativity.
Don't complain. Don't talk negative. Average people use their time to whine and complain. Average people talk problems. The greats talk solutions.
You got a better chance to be successful if you can color in yourself. If you can block out the negative talk, if you can block out the negative thoughts, and if you can block out the negative people.
If we're all only made up of atoms, then why don't you become the bigger energy, the stronger energy, the superior one? Stop waiting for others to do it first and break through. And go do it yourself. If you can break through for yourself, you will break through for others. And others will be in awe of you. Increase your energy and let others thrive off it. When living life, try new things. Jump, fall, fight, create love. Live extreme and push your boundaries. Why? Simply because there will be no other time for you to do this. You can dream of these things, but understand you can also achieve them. The moments that take your breath away are the ones that count. You need the downs to make the ups. You need the ups to create the downs. You need to feel the opposites to truly understand the full reality of the life you are living.
It's your dream. Nobody's gonna see it like you do it. Nobody's gonna be as dedicated to it as you are. It's your dream, and they don't have to understand, and they don't have to like it. It doesn't make a difference. It's your dream, and you, my friend, have been given the task to make it happen, and you can't let anything stop you from doing what you were called to do.
Everybody won't see it. Everybody won't join you. Everybody won't have the vision. It's necessary to know that a lot of people like to complain, but they don't want to do anything about their situation. That you're an uncommon breed. You have to know within yourself that I can do this. Even if no one else sees it for me, I must see it for myself.
There's the people that win, and there's the people that lose. And the people that win have something in common when it comes to this level of criticism. Every single bit of negativity, every single bit of doubt, every single negative comment, every single person that says, you can't do this, this could never happen, those go into a bank. And every time you're tired, every time you're frustrated, every time you want to quit, you remember what these people say. And winners understand that this is some of the most valuable fuel that you could ever have. The only way that you can lose on this journey is by giving up. There are no failures. There's only quitting. Every single failure, every single hardship, every single obstacle is going to serve you if you allow yourself to let it serve you. Because if you're executing day in and day out, day in and day out, day in and day out, over the course of time, regardless of what anybody says, if you are executing day in and day out, no matter what, there is not a single thing that can stop you.
When you start anything, to learn something new, to create a business, to become more in shape, the first step, the first day, the first minute, you're excited. You're like, yeah, I'm gonna do this. The next day comes and you're like, man, this is a little tougher. And then you take another step and another step, and you end up admitting to yourself, this is pretty damn hard. The enthusiasm from the beginning of the process starts to fade out. You forgot why you started. All you could think about is that next grueling step, that next terrible workout, that next day at work that you just can't stand anymore. And you forget the purpose of why you started. And things become monotonous. They become hard. They become miserable. You become angry. You become frustrated. And guys, that is normal. Anytime you start something new, anytime you set out on a new path, anytime you move out of your comfort zone, you're going to go through a bell curve of frustration. You're going to be excited. You're going to be pumped. You're going to have the momentum to carry you through the first 2 or 3 or 4 days. Maybe it's a week. Maybe it's 3 weeks. But what happens when that energy fades? What happens when you start to get frustrated? What happens when you start to feel like a grind and things get grueling and they get gritty and they get tough and it gets harder to move through the process every single day? What happens then? Most people quit.
Do not accept that. Do not allow the process to break you. You embed that long-term goal into your brain, and every single day of your life, from here on out, you do something about it. However small or insignificant each step may seem, you take it. You make it happen.
The way in which you make massive progress is learning the art of becoming single-minded, learning how to concentrate, learning how to focus in. And you'll be surprised at the things that you're able to do when you learn how to block things out, when you learn how to keep thine eyes single.
Clarity is power. If you know exactly what it is you really want, what you desire, what you're really after, the more clear you are on specifically what you want, the faster your brain can get you there. Your brain's like a servo mechanism in a missile. It locks on an heat signature. What does it do? It moves and follows it. That's the way your brain is if it knows the outcome, if it knows the result. I need to know the result and after before I ever ask myself what to do. Get focused on the target. The target is not the activity. The activity can change. It's what's the result I'm after. If you just keep looking at those outcomes every day, how am I doing on that outcome? Your brain will come up with ways to get to that outcome. I promise you. Focus on outcomes, not on activities.
You'll be surprised at the ideas that will come to you, of the opportunities that you'll be able to see. You'll begin to see things that have been staring there, looking you in the face, saying, I can't believe this has been here all this time.
If you're creative enough, can you find the answer, yes or no? If you're determined enough, can you find the breakthrough, yes or no? If you're passionate, loving enough, can you get someone to help you, yes or no? If there's no way that you're committed, can you find the money, even if you don't have it, yes or no? Creativity, decisiveness, passion, these are the ultimate human resources. And when you engage these resources, you can get any other resource on earth. And if you don't have what you want, stop telling yourself the story because you don't have the money, you don't have the time. That's bullshit. It's because you haven't committed yourself where you would burn your boats. If you want to take the fucking island, burn your fucking boats, and you will take the island, because people, when they're going to either die or succeed, tend to succeed.
And you've got to be so relentless, regardless of what comes down the pike, that you're always looking for a way to get over, always looking for a way that you can break through, always looking for a way that you can win, always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow.
Wherever focus goes, energy flows.
If you focus on the obstacles, all you will see is obstacles. I can't get apart. I can't do this. Versus, I'm going to keep doing this. It's such a huge thing to convert things into the affirmative.
See, a lot of us, because of our limited vision of ourselves, a lot of us who begin to focus on problems and enable them to overwhelm us, we begin to think that we have no options. We begin to believe that there's no way out. There's always a way. Where there's a will, there's a way.
But many of you all over the place, and that's why you'll never be what you want to be. That's why you'll never have what you want to have. And I'm asking that the 24 hours in your life be very intentional, very deliberate, that you be very strategic. You are very deliberate about what time you wake up. You're very deliberate about what time you go to bed. You're very deliberate about what you eat. You're very deliberate about the people you bring in your life. You are very deliberate about the books that you read. You're very deliberate about what you watch on television. You are very, very focused, intentional, and deliberate. You go in the future and you see your future, baby. You look at it. You see where you want to be in 20 years, in 30 years, in 40 years, and then you come back to the present, to this particular day, to this particular spot. Get in the spot and you master today, and you don't worry about tomorrow, and you ain't tripping on your past. Why? Because your past don't count no more, and your future is so far ahead that you don't even need to be worried about that. You master the present. You master Monday, and then you take on Tuesday. And once you lick Tuesday, then you say Wednesday, come on. And then you take Thursday, and then you master Friday, and then you tell the weekend, bring it on. And when you get to the point where you start winning the day, then you start winning a week, and then you start winning a month, and then you start winning a year. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Go fast, go hard, and win the day. And if you can do that, you will have, you will be, and you will do whatever you want to do.
Greatness is a lot of small things done well.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Day after day, workout after workout, obedience after obedience, day after day.
But a lot of people, they wish, and they're not willing to work. And I firmly believe you're never supposed to wish for it more than you're willing to work for it.
It's always a result of a commitment to excellence, intelligent planning, and focused effort.
Don't look for any gains where there's been no sacrifice. Don't wake up and look for no gain. Don't look for your game to improve. Don't look for the record to improve. Without sacrifice, there are no gains.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad, pack your calendar. Because everything is based off of activity. It's mathematically impossible for you not to win at the highest level if your calendar is packed from day till night, every single day, the entire year, day after day after day after day, without you winning.
If you decide to drop your buckets where you are and develop your gifts, I grant you, you'll never ever be without. I grant you that your gifts will take you places that will literally amaze you.
You got to concentrate your thoughts. Those thoughts have power, but you got to harness it. You got to focus your thinking. You own it, zero in on it, think about it, focus your thoughts. Now, as you do that, you're growing in consciousness, and that will increase your manifesting power.
So you've got to work on it. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character to concentrate, to read, to digest information.
Everybody wants the prize, but nobody loves the process. Everybody wants to be a champion, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to be a champion. Everybody wants to hold up the trophy and say, man, I did it, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to do it. I love the process. I love the thought of working for what I want.
A lion has a different type of appetite. When a lion, like a shark, tastes blood, it's dangerous. The 9-to-5 person, they make a sale and they're excited. When you get to my level and you get one thing, then you try to get to the next level, then you try to get to the next level, then you try to get to the next level. A true hunter's goal is not the prize. A true hunter's goal is to hunt. That's what they live for. They live to hunt. They don't just live to catch it. It's the whole process.
I get a kick out the weights. I get a kick out of fatigue. I get a kick out of the grind. I get a kick out of it. When you are a true hunter, you don't hunt from 8 to 3. Why? Because the gazelle may not be open from 8 to 3. You hunt until you get a gazelle, and you don't stop until you get one. And then you get another, and then you get another, and you get another. You gotta go all in. It's the process that makes you sweet.
You're not entitled to shit. You're entitled to what you work for, strive for, fight for. And be fighting with a passion loaded with love behind you. And that's your fight, guys. The fire won't go out. The fight will never be too much.
And for some of you, you dream for a while, and you get hit in the mouth, you quit and you give up, and you stop dreaming.
Is your dedication that cheap? Is your level of commitment that cheap to where all it takes is for something not to go the way that I want it to go, and I'm not the same individual, and the level of which I once cared, I no longer care that deep about? Like, is it that cheap? And what I've always wanted to do was be committed beyond circumstance, meaning it is my essence. When the adversity and the opposition hit, like, the only thing I've been trained to do was to think positive and look positive. I show up and I want to impact because this is who I am as an individual. It's my essence.
You can train yourself. You can condition yourself that this is my moment. This is my time. You're going to determine the outcome of your life. You're going to determine whether or not your life is exciting or whether or not it's boring. You determine that. And those people who know that, they move with a sense of urgency. They move with purpose and direction. They work and they manage their time effectively.
Every time I do what I do, for my level of sacrifice, my level of work ethic, my level of dedication and commitment to what I do, I just expect to win. I just expect for it to yield fruit.
Wins don't shock winners. They aren't amazed when they got a win any more than Michael Jordan was amazed when he hit a game-winning shot. That's what he expected. That's what we focused on. That's what we acted to do. That's what we worked to do. And because of all those things, we expect to win every time. Zero exceptions.
And I've learned that you gotta pass up on good to get to great. You gotta give up good opportunities sometimes. There's some good calls with some good money, but I prefer to stick with my passion. I would prefer to stay laser focused. Because some of you in your life, the reason why you're not blowing up, the reason why you're not successful, you have not learned to pass. You think just because it's an opportunity, it's for you. And not every opportunity is for you. You gotta do what you was called to do. You gotta do what you were born to do. You gotta do what works for you, because if you do what works for you, you gonna blow up. You sit here counting on somebody else. You have everything it takes. Everything you need for your success, you have it. You want affirmation? Look yourself in the mirror and say, I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. I know I can. Do whatever it takes. You your biggest driver.